Last week, Delvin Cox joined us as we pit two masters of martial arts against each other. I'm talking about Daredevil versus Batman. You watched, you listened, and voted. And now we're going to go over some of your comments, your hot takes, and share our final thoughts on who really took the win. I am Sam Proof, joined by the one and only Ray Stakanis. Let's break it down. Ray, how's it going?
I am having the best day of my entire life today. It is a Sunday. This episode is going to be coming out, you know, tomorrow, Monday. We record these in the moment because we want to wait till the very last second and get all of the audience feedback, all of the comments, all of the votes in, and then we're going to come and we're going to present them for the people, because this is not just a show about us. This is not just a show about the battles and characters. This is a show about the community, and we want to have the community feedback. We ask for it. In a lot of places, you know, they'll say, oh, we want to hear from you, and then you hear from them, and you're just a number on a stat sheet, and they don't actually care. Yeah. Here, we actually care. We want to hear what you say. I think I win every battle. The people don't always agree, and this is your chance to tell me. This is your chance to actually vote. We are going to read through, and these are combed comments from the Patreon, from threads, from the Facebook group, from anywhere that we found comments. You know what? I'll even grab up some like recent reviews if we have them from the podcast itself. I don't care. I want to talk about this. I want to have the debate one more time, but for the people, by the people.
Yeah, the show is called Who Would Win because we're asking you, because we don't know. We're not telling you who won. We want you to tell us.
At the end of the day, that is correct. We couldn't afford the question mark or any punctuation on the logo itself, unfortunately. But it's there in spirit. It's there in concept. We want to know. So the episode that we just did, which is MCU Daredevil versus the Dark Knight Trilogy Batman. I knew coming in this was going to be contentious. I knew coming in this is going to be a real fight, not just between the two characters, but between myself and Mr. Delvin Cox, who I knew he never disappoints. You put Delvin Cox behind a mic, you don't have to give him a lot of information walking into it. He's going to come out and give you something electric every single time. I give full compliments to Delvin for stepping in, especially stepping in with the energy required of a first episode of a brand new property. Holy crap. Congratulations to Delvin. You didn't win, obviously, but you know, you brought a good argument. That's what I like to see.
Yeah, no, he did wonderful, and what a pleasure to have him on. All right. So we have some comments from viewers, from all of our social media, from our Patreon, which of course you can go to patreon.com/whowouldwinshow and leave more comments on future battles, which will drop soon. What do you got, Ray?
Well, you know, I'm going to go back to the 5-star reviews right now.
Okay.
Because we'll read your reviews on air if they're 5 stars. If you don't give us 5 stars, I don't care about you. I'm not interested in what you have to say unless you're praising me.
I mean, if you give us a 1-star review, but you send us Taco Bell, then maybe.
I you know what? I will definitely think about it. Let's see here. Okay, somebody had a battle idea they wanted to pitch to us.
Okay.
Still under the old concept, but we'll talk about it. It's a 5-star review. And this is from, oh, dear Lord, help us all. It's from Kaiju King 8989. That actually made more sense when I said it out loud than when I looked at it on paper. I'm not going to lie. Perfect battle idea, 5 stars. Indominus Rex versus Grimlock. That's a tough one. I would think Grimlock would tear up an Indominus Rex, but maybe there is an argument to be made. Give a little bit of extra to this comment because it had hashtag Ray is right at the end of it? Yes, I did.
Think, yep. So in that battle, you would take the side of?
Oh, give me Grimlock. I don't want the uphill battle. I like Easy Street. Life is hard enough. without taking Indominus Rex in that battle. And they did suggest that I take Indominus Rex. Of course they did.
Of course.
Of course,
yeah.
They wanted me on that side of it. They're trying to punish me or challenge me.
Yeah.
What's the difference, really, at the end of the day?
Yeah, I think on the one side, Gonzo, and then your opponent, King Kong. Can we do that? Can you make that happen? No?
Look, Gonzo is great, and I'm not going to pretend like he's not. He might have some advantages. I had one more here. The person was very confused over the new format. Massive Ninja Turtle still gave us 5 stars with the phrase, "Where did you go? You just posted this. We're right here." What do you mean?
Yeah.
You posted it right after the debut of the
reply.
Show. Where did we go? On your podcast feed. It says these are good, but where is our friend James Gavsey? You know, he's got his own other show now, Who Would Win Unleashed. And if you haven't had a chance to go check out Who Would Win Unleashed, it's a different take based on what we're doing here. It's exactly what we sort of promised on all the social media. I will do a quick pitch. Check it out. Check out Who Would Win Unleashed. I don't want to sit here and be sharing a feed with the show with my co-host of 6 years and pretend like his show doesn't exist.
No.
I want him to have all the success in the world doing things exactly how he wants to do it. And I toast James, and I wish his show Batman versus Bruce Lee was the first one that they did. Go listen to it if you haven't already. I'm all about it too. I'm going to be listening to every episode. Who am I kidding? There it is. But we're here talking about Daredevil versus our version of Batman. Maybe we should have talked that through before we all started dropping episodes. But I'm going to start with the fan vote. We have an official vote of the fans at patreon.com/whowouldwinshow. And that is, who won? Do you think Ray won, me, with Batman from the Dark Knight trilogy? Or do you think Delvin Cox won with MCU Daredevil? And as expected, it was a very, very close vote. Sam, do you have the results there in front of you?
I do, of course, defer always to our viewers. But it is nice when 56% of the people agree with me in that Batman The Dark Knight did, in fact, win over Daredevil.
That's tough. I thought based on the comments that were, and we'll go through these comments. Some of them are very long, so bear with us. People at home, you're not writing War and Peace here. We're going to read
some long comments.
At least until I run out of gas and my eyes get tired from reading the fifth paragraph of your notes. You know who you are. But yes, officially on the Patreon, with 56% of the vote, I did win with Batman. So if you don't agree, talk to your friends and neighbors. Or better yet, join Patreon at patreon.com/whowouldwinshow. This is just going to be a big old ad for Patreon, isn't it? Wasn't intending to be.
If we haven't said the words patreon.com in the last 2 minutes, we should say that again. We'll just make a button.
Yeah, let's make a drop for it. That'd be great. Yeah, exactly. No, thank you very much to the people at home. You know a good argument when you hear it. Despite I could see Delvin Cox going in on social media and replying to every person who said Batman wins and telling them that they're wrong. Doesn't matter, Delvin.
No.
We got more of the vote, so the people agree with Sam. Sam, you got to feel good about that. It seems like you made the right decision.
Yeah, I mean, and it was tough. You know, going into it, you know, these are two heroes I'm very familiar with, and like, they, you know, pound for pound, really do match up very well. But in the end, it is like a billionaire with all of those resources versus a blind guy. And I think that's what it comes down to, you know?
Yeah. I think that the tech advantage was the winning debate. And I'm glad I spent an entire point, like my point number two, only talking about the tech advantage that he has. Because I think in two characters who have a lot going, and Daredevil has a lot going for him that Batman doesn't necessarily have, but the tech kind of has that gap a little bit, you know, less gappy.
Yeah.
There's probably a right way to phrase that. I can't think of it off the top of my head. Don't worry about it. Closes the gap. That's what I'm trying to say poorly.
Yeah. Like, you get rid of all the vehicles, you get rid of all the Batarangs and the Kevlar armor, and you have two guys in wrestling outfits. This would be a different debate altogether.
Agree completely. If you take them out and put them in their skivvies, as we used to say back in the day, I think Daredevil has a much better chance and maybe even does win like six times, seven times out of 10. But that's not the world we're being put in.
Yeah. Now, canonically, when these two have come to blows, which has happened at least 2 times that I remember. they do end up just being like, wait, we're both on the same side. Let's go get these guys.
World's greatest detective. He figured it out.
Yeah.
But not necessarily those versions of the character. So that is
no, that's true. That is true. Yes. Obviously. Yes. That is true.
So let's get into the comments. You got, if you have that sheet up, we made a little compilation sheet of all your comments we're going to be deferring to. But I'll start. This is a very easy one.
Good.
This is Mr. Renato Schulmar. I think I pronounced that right. And if I didn't.
Yeah. You said it was easy, and then you had to read the name.
I did my best, everybody. Renato just said one word, Batman. And that's all I needed to see. Renato, I think he got it right. That is the type of hard-hitting commentary we're looking for from the people. You get in, you make your point. Now, he didn't say why, but to be fair, Batman could also be the reason why.
That's true. It could be. It's just,
I mean, why fight?
Plain and simple.
Batman.
Yeah. It's Batman.
Sam, what you got?
All right. From Ken Turner. Ken says, I listened earlier and agree with the initial judgment. Well, thank you very much. I agree that the tech would give Batman the slight edge to win. Great to see the show back. And great to see people agreeing with me.
Bjorn the Viking.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
I agree with you.
Yeah. I mean, we obviously already said that it was, you know, the tech was the tipping point of this debate.
Yeah. And these comments seem to bear that out a lot. Some people disagreed with it. Some people thought the tech was not enough to close the gap. I'm going to keep saying it because I remembered how it works now. But here's the deal. Lord Snurts, buckle in for this one. I'm going to
read this whole thing.
Whew. Glad the show is back. Bringing in vehicles was a cheap move from Ray. Why? How dare you? There's no equivalent for Daredevil. You're right. That's why I did it. Same with Delvin, arguing Batman is broken by the third movie. Well, that was just foul play as far as I'm concerned. Combatants are at their peak for these matches. Snurts, me and you agree on that. Height of their powers is where we want to see these people. Now, they says both Ray and Delvin spent too much time talking about Bane and Kingpin, and I'm glad that Sam called that out. Look at you getting a shout out.
There you go. Yeah,
Hey, no, and you were right to do so, I suppose.
Yeah.
I feel a little attacked, to be honest with you, but I'll take it. Delvin leaned more to Batman's lack of mobility. He literally can't turn his head in the costume. Oh, miss point, maybe. There's a reason shaky camera techniques are used throughout the fight scenes. This sets up a tank like Batman versus a more nimble Daredevil. I felt this point got lost after the first round, so you're saying I did a good job in burying it. That's what I'm hearing right now.
That's true.
Batman has the tech advantage, and Ray was right, hashtag Ray is right, to focus on that point. I added the hashtag. He didn't. He would never. But he should. Just saying. We saw Daredevil get hit a lot from Bullseye, and it's easy to imagine Batman throwing all the batarangs, smoke bombs, and grappling hooks. I'm surprised Ray didn't bring up the forearm projectiles used in Dark Knight. Maybe I should have. Maybe I ran out of time. You never know. The gun-bending glove tech seemed weak. I disagree, but that's what you said. Let's say Batman catches a swing of a club from Daredevil. I doubt the latter would just wait for the former to finish bending the club before throwing some punches. Yeah, maybe. Batman has the toughness, strength, intelligence, and tech. Daredevil is more nimble, has basic equipment, and his powers will help in the fight. However, Daredevil has not faced an opponent with this much tech in addition to their strength. He won't be able to damage Batman enough to knock him out, and eventually Batman's tech will catch Daredevil off guard, and after a few haymakers, he'll be down for the count. End result, Batman wins.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's, you know, that's where we went with that whole debate in the first place. So I don't know why they started in on you in the first paragraph only to back you up in the last. But
Sam, you're a little newer to the who would win audience than I am. People are ready with their pitchforks and torches to take shots at me whenever possible. That's what happens with greatness. They took shots at Barry Bonds the year he hit 73 home runs to prove he was the greatest natural baseball player of all time. They took that great human being. They took shots at after that season, accusing him of everything under the sun. And I'll have you know, he was a great champion.
I mean, fair enough. I believe he also has several trophies.
But Barry Bonds to a non-baseball fan. It's fine.
It's fine. Yeah, your sports reference will stay right where they are in your garage full of board games. All right. Next,
I mean,
we have
Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
I know who I am.
Next from Dr. Moxford, PhD. Well, look at that. Got an official in on this one. A person of stature. There you go. I'm not real sure how all this works as the format is still new, but I firmly believe Delvin Cox won with MCU's Daredevil. His points were tailor-made for that exact opponent. I think that was the major difference. Ray represented Batman, but Delvin brought Daredevil beating Batman. First off, it's really the same format. Two people argue about geeky stuff and somebody else says yes or no. Like, who won?
Yeah. This, it seems this like this time format's with 100% basically more same. Air horns.
Yeah. Yeah, we got more bells and whistles. I mean, look, but
there were a lot of people. We'll get to more. People who thought Daredevil definitely would win, could win, that Delvin made the right arguments. I think nobody said it better than Moxford as far as he thought that I brought Batman to the table, but he brought specifically Daredevil defeating Batman to the table. And maybe he did. Yeah, I don't think it worked, but I think that's a very interesting perspective and not something I thought about until I read Big Moxie talking about it. So thank you for that. Dr. Moxford, PhD, you've moved up in the world since last
week. That's definitely a legitimate point to be made.
Also off of our Patreon, I believe, Max the Man 1001. Yeah. Without spoiling who won, maybe we should have cut that from the notes. I will say who I believe won based on the given arguments. Hey, that's the exact thing
that's what we're doing.
Without writing an essay, Max says, I do believe Batman won due to his better training and gadgets, but this did become very close. I was not expecting Daredevil to fare as well, but ended up seeing it very tight. Good job, Ray, for the win from myself. No spoilers, but I guess we're talking about it after it happened, so I guess spoilers are okay.
Spoilers
fine. Do a better job editing this. And a very good job for Delvin Cox for representing Daredevil so well. Very good episode. I love to hear that. It's our first go out the gate with a whole new format with different people in different places, two out of the three spots. So thank you very much, Max. We appreciate you being on board and being part of our Patreon. Rock on.
Yeah, totally. Again, it was a very close match, and we're going to get some more comments right after this break.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
All right, we're getting back into it, and I have a comment from Ja LS. Simply put, Batman's fighting skill, preparation, and all his toys that he has at his disposal, I don't see Daredevil beating him. So again, tech wins out. Tech and toys.
This is a problem that I had on the Who Would Win show before, where I feel like really good points were made, and then our one judge, who was the only person to say it, would just slough it off or say, like, that doesn't really resonate with me. Yet it was, like, the crucial point of the argument, logically, to make any sense. They just suddenly decide that the crucial kingpin, linchpin argument is worth zero, and therefore the other person wins. Yeah, if you discount the most important point made, I guess you could say that. What I'm seeing with this is that the people see through this, and the people are going to do a very good job with their judgment of the episode because they are picking up what we're putting down. Now I got to bring up Nathan Fair, and I'm going to talk about it right a sec. Before I can bring up Nathan Fair's though, I got to talk about this book. He's not paying me to do this, but Nathan Fair wrote a book that you can get on Amazon either digitally, or I bought the hard copy. It's called Werepire: The Story of Adam Silverstein, Book One. And I still have to dig into it. I don't have as much reading time as I would like, but I do at least want to give a shout out to Nathan Fair, who's been a supporter of the show for a long time. Support his art as well. If you feel like, if you like werewolf stuff, if you like that, go ahead and check out Werepire, W-E-R-E-P-Y-R-E, The Story of Adam Silverstein. There's your plug. There's your There's your cheap heat. Free ad for Nathan Fair. You got it. Nathan Fair disagrees with the decision. Maybe I shouldn't have given him all that dap. Batman may have tech that negates Daredevil's enhanced senses, but Daredevil has more experience with his abilities since he was a kid. So I would argue he's more attuned with his senses than Batman. Fair enough.
I don't know. I mean,
still by the book.
Canonically, I don't know. I mean, Batman also, you know, went into just a lifetime of training at a pretty young age. I don't want to, you know, this is Ray's argument to make, really. And it really, that didn't come up so much during the actual thing too much. Yeah. But yeah, you know, I think it's, again, as we said before, if these were two guys in their skivvies, different outcome for sure.
I think so. Yeah. And here we have Kristen Levon Broom. Easy for me to say. Just says Batman easily. I'm not convinced Kristen listened to the show because they might have had more to say than that. But maybe just gut feelings right there. But they feel that Batman wins the fight easily. I don't know easily is the word I would use. I knew it was going to be a fight.
It was, yeah.
But hey, I'll take the win any way I can get.
It was definitely going to be a fight. It was going to take a while. He had to get back to that Batmobile to really seal the deal.
100%.
Anthony DePasquale says, yes, the king has returned. Thank you. It's good to be back. I assume this was about me. There's not a lot of
information there. Is it me? Is it you? Is it Batman?
Is it Batman?
Is it Daredevil? It could be anybody.
Yeah, it could be.
It could,
we'll take
that. He could have just been thinking he was commenting on a totally different thread. He could have had some deep
on a different podcast.
Also a part of. And that he was just very excited about Easter coming up.
It could be. That's
that
true.
It would have been wrong comment box.
But
we
there's so many exclamation marks that, you know, you have to get on board that.
I mean, here's the deal. I'm glad he's excited. He put more exclamation points than I would have, and I'm in the show.
That's right. So, yeah, if you want to make it into the next wrap up show, try and use a little more exclamation points than Anthony did.
Boost the punctuation to guarantee your shot on the wrap-up show.
Throw some emotes in there, maybe a wing ding.
If you had wing dings, I guarantee you get in. Guarantee it. But don't use wing dings for your entire point, because then I can't read it.
Ray, Anthony says, triangle bat symbol eyeball.
Yes. Perfect. He got three yin-yangs in there. I love it. All right, we're moving forward. Trevor J. Hunt. He says, this here would actually be a fight. I agree. And I'd go Batman, but I'd be cautious about putting any money on it.
Oh, that's
fair. We don't
bet
on the Who Would Win Masters show. Nor do I think we should bet either. You can.
No.
If you and your friends want to throw down a milkshake on who wins each battle, by all means. I'm not going to tell you not to. We live in the age of FanDuel and draft.
I was going to say, is there a FanDuel partnership for who would win coming up? I don't know. Probably not.
I wouldn't say no to it. If you guys want to, if you're listening to this and you work in the promotion department of FanDuel and DraftKings, look, you sponsor everything else under the sun. Why not check out the Who Would Win Masters show as well and hook us up with a little coin? We would love that.
Sure. All right,
on. Am I begging over? Did that work?
Yeah. We'll just do some subliminal captions at the bottom that flash constantly. Fulton says, clear, legitimate paths to victory for both characters, but I'm going with Daredevil in this particular set of circumstances. If they had a spinoff with these two characters, it just feels to me like the type of thing where Batman would be caught off guard by Daredevil's skill and Daredevil would get over in a first chance encounter. There was a comma in there that
that's an argument I've made a lot of times on the Who Would Win show's previous iteration. Thank you.
Sure.
Is that these two people, I think one character might win 7-8 times out of 10, but that very first battle, I think oftentimes the characters that I like to rep oftentimes would win that very first battle. And then the other person would come back. They'd train, they'd build a big machine. You know, they do the thing and the heroes do in their stories and then turn around and win the battle later. But that first battle is all we're talking about.
Right. This is no prep. This is no knowledge of your opponent, and it's just go time. So, yeah, agree to disagree, I guess, on that one.
Person in front of you and go get it. And, you know, here's the deal. if you listen to the battle and you think that Daredevil won, I can't like get mad at you because Daredevil's phenomenal. And we are talking about the movie version of Batman, which doesn't have as much to draw off of as sort of the comic book version does.
Sure.
I still believe, of course, that I took it. I mean, I'm not going to tell you differently, but this is one that's close enough that I can at least see the argument from the other side. What really upsets me is when I would end up losing a battle when at the end of the battle, I see no physical way for the other person to get through. And the judge has to bend over backwards with their logic, omit certain things that I said, which directly refute their verdict, just to have me take the loss. That's where I would get super annoyed. I'll get annoyed if I lose either way, but that's what I would get super annoyed with a judge. It's like, you're here to give an honest judgment and you are going out of your way to pretzel yourself into this wrong decision. And I would see it online. The people online would be like, what are we doing? You know, we would have people be like, that judge is a bleeping idiot.
Right.
And it's hard to defend them in those circumstances when they do such a poor job.
Yeah. No, I get
Sam,
that.
Sam, someday I'll be talking about you like this.
I mean, I'm surprised that you're not. I believe I voted against you twice when I was the official judge. Is that right?
Listen, we don't talk about the past.
This is a different time, different show. We all had bigger pants. I don't know. Finally,
I definitely have not had bigger pants than I have today. I'm going to promise that right now. My pants have not gotten any smaller. I'll do William Schmidt. I would love to do William Schmidt's comment. Good friend, personal hero. Both combatants have a lot of training and in the field experience. Both are peak level fighters and have roughly equal protection provided to them by their suits. Daredevil has an advantage with heightened senses, but I don't think it will help him in the fight itself. The edge goes to Batman when it comes to gear, just due to the sheer variety of gadgets. Where does he get all those wonderful toys? Different movie, William, but I get it's your true. Point. It's a knockdown brawl with each opponent landing several solid shots, but I'd say at the end, Batman takes it due to his gear advantage. That's why William Schmidt, who is on our Patreon, have we said, ding, ring the bell. But also, he was one of the most cerebral judges we had on the original incarnation of the Who Would Win show. He brought logic to it, I think more than 99% of other judges. I deeply appreciate him for that.
Awesome. All right, last but not least, Mystery Suspect, which in itself is suspect, says many people will argue, but does the Batmobile, Batwing, Batsub, etc. all count as standard tech? I don't see why not. I think this makes the Iron Man versus Batman matchup much more interesting. That's fair, and I guess we'll find that out in a future episode.
Batman versus Iron Man's not what we're talking about, but
sure.
I appreciate the talking about it because I think that tech should be on the table. Why not? Some people might disagree, but I think all that tech should be on the table. Even if he never gets to it, I think it should at least be there. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, rules as written, that is not discounted from what can be done in the show. You know, we have our rules in a minute, and vehicles are not written off. So, yeah, they're there. Maybe that's not all of them, but, you know, that's for the opponent to argue away, I suppose.
I mean, that's the point of the debate, isn't it?
Right.
To have that back and forth. What do you think should be allowed? What seems fair? What seems unfair? You know, I'm all about all of the above. Now, before we get out of here, that is the extent of the comments. You have agreed. 56% of you said Batman did win the battle. Yeah. I will take that. I will take that initial crown. I'm sure you're not going to see it my way every single week, but that's what makes it fun. It makes it more fun for me if you do see it my way every single week and you just keep commenting hashtag Ray is right. And I will read every single one of those on the air. Trust you me. But I wanted to take a moment here because we do stuff outside of battles and there might be some stuff that we're into, some stuff we just discovered, some things out there. And we're talking, I'm talking about movies, TV, video games, other things as well. And we have a few minutes here at the end that I just wanted to talk with Sam and sort of see, is there anything you've seen recently that you want to talk about? Is there anything that, you know, like an older thing that you just discovered or rediscovered? What's been getting you going? What's captured your interest and curiosity in this moment?
Yeah, I hate to say that I'm not watching anything super geeky or fantasy or sci-fi for the most part, because, you know, I do love all of that. But my wife and I have a small window after the kids go to sleep where we actually get to watch anything. And we're pretty much watching weekly drops right now of things like Handmaid's Tale, of course, which, you know, a masterclass in storytelling. And I don't want to spoil anything, but so angry about the last episode that was released and how it's not going the way we wanted with a lot of certain things and people being killed. We were really expecting this thing, and maybe, who knows, maybe it'll turn it around. But yeah, so we're watching Handmaid's Tale. John Hamm in Your Friends and Neighbors, fantastic. Speaking of, you know, the ultra rich getting punched, you got a little bit of that going on. If you haven't seen that, it's really good. John Hamm is this wealthy person who loses his job and turns to crime. And things, of course, just go crazy from there. And last but not least on my list of things we're watching week to week is Government Cheese, which I had no expectations from, no expectations for. And I can't remember if it's on Apple or Hulu, but it's one of those. I think it is Apple. But it's got this great sort of 70s, you know, vibe to it. And just, it's bizarre and funny and almost like, so it's this African-American guy who gets out of jail and he's trying to reconnect with his family. At the same time, he's trying to be like an inventor. And like, he's got this drill that is a self-sharpening bit to it. And then, you know, his old crime friends are like trying to kind of get him back into there. And he's got, you know, two kids that he's relatively estranged with and trying to make good on that. And this whole thing, which all sounds very serious, but it's very much like just this weird comedy, almost in the way, like a dark Kurt Vonnegut-esque comedy with a 70s flair to it. Like, it has all these sort of spun out timeline things that happen. And like, it's really like, I had zero expectations for it. And it was just like, this is new and there's nothing else. Unless we want to watch 22 seasons of Chicago Hope. Here we go. Boy. So yeah.
I'm going to start my Law & Order SVU rewatch soon
right.
enough.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
If you wanted to start a podcast and you want to pick a show, pick Law & Order SVU. You'll be doing it forever.
Good God. Yeah, so it's pretty much that's what I've been watching, yeah.
Dude, that's awesome. You know, I've been watching, for me personally, me and my wife have been watching The Floor. With Rob Lowe, the game show that if you see clips of it out of context, it's the dumbest thing you will ever see in your life and you will make fun of it. But it is riveting. If you allow yourself to be taken on that journey and they're just like, farm machinery is the category, and two people are standing across from each other, and then they put pictures of farm machinery or animals.
Oh, wow.
And then they have to just shout the thing that they see on the screen.
Right.
And then go back and forth with the game of like a chess timer, right? And
right.
Your time ends, you're out. And some of them are really elaborate, and some of them are really dumb. And season 3 of The Floor just ended, and it was delightful. They started adding in like minor celebrities and like Jeopardy champions to it, and it was very fun. This is a show that if you make fun of me for watching that show, I will agree with you. But I'll tell you what, it keeps my attention, and I can play the game without having to know a ton of trivia, right?
All right.
No, that makes sense. Of course, Daredevil.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I do remember seeing the trailer for that and being like, I don't think so.
I don't blame you.
But maybe.
No,
maybe.
Look,
I get it.
It's not going to be for everybody, but I'll tell you, like, it's something dumb to get engaged with. It's dumb and fun. And I'll just say that. No, I would say Daredevil also just ended that season. The MCU Daredevil on Disney Plus. I loved it. I thought they went. Look, I am not uncomfortable with violence. I've seen plenty of things. I've seen, you know, a Terrifier movie. I've seen people do some things. I lived where action movies in the 80s happened. I'm a fan of RoboCop. I thought that last episode of Daredevil took the violence maybe one step further than they should have been okay with. Does that make sense?
Sure. No, actually, that reminds me. I just watched the Tom Hardy movie Havoc, which is very violent, very well choreographed. There's about 2% story in there. It honestly, if I had been interested in paying more attention, I think it would have held me longer. But it was at a certain point in night where I was like, I don't think I need to finish this. I did watch about 70% of it, but then my wife was like, I don't know what is happening. So I was like, yeah, we could just watch something else. I'll finish this on my own.
I will say, this is going to sound like a knock on Tom Hardy. I don't mean it as such, but with a Tom Hardy movie, from all of them that I've seen,
yeah,
less plot and story, the better. Just let him go up there and just do stuff. I don't need to know why. I don't need to know who anybody is. Just, he's very watchable. Let him just go out and do stuff.
I love Tom Hardy. Enjoy
the Mad Max movie. You know, I wish the Venom movies had less plot, because what's in there doesn't work for me.
Yeah,
I'll just say it, you know, even the Batman movie, even the Dark Knight movie that he was in. I did not care for that movie.
I really liked Tom Hardy in Peaky Blinders, but I guess he wasn't super plot heavy in those either. Really, he was really cameo-ish.
That's a show I need to check out. I've heard a lot of good things.
Oh, it's so good. That is a great show.
But a couple other things that I just wanted to shout out. Is I just found out about re-found out about this movie. I never watched it the first time around. It came out just over 10 years ago, and it's called Our RoboCop Remake, which, you know, I'm a fan of RoboCop. I think I even said it earlier in this episode, but when they announced they were making a reboot of RoboCop that nobody wanted, myself included, and I still haven't even seen the reboot. I don't care. I love me some Carl Urban. I think he plays RoboCop in that, but I just don't care. The original got it right. What are we doing? But our RoboCop remake was our friends over at, the Channel 101, who used to make a lot of short films for the YouTube and stuff back in the day.
Of course.
And some personal friends, you know, I believe TV's Gina Ippolito wrote on part of this. But essentially, they got a whole bunch of different directors and writers who each tackled one scene from the original RoboCop, and then they reshot it in their own way. So I believe that means, like, one of the scenes is done maybe with, like, animation, and one of them is done as cheaply as possible. The one that Gina worked on, I believe, where the scene was done, but everybody in the scene is replaced with babies, right? And the whole thing is just meant to be a very avant-garde retelling of RoboCop in a way to make fun of the fact that they did a reboot. In the show notes of this, I'll put a link to it where you can watch it for free. I still need to watch it, but the stories I've heard about it are phenomenal. I personally will be watching it to talk about it at a later time. I love the idea of it. I think more of that. More insane things in my world. And last thing I talk about, I play a lot of video games. Those of you who don't know, I work in the video game industry. I talk about it a lot on my other shows. I don't talk about it so much here, but I play a lot of games as well. And there's a game that I think a lot of people are talking about. It sort of came from nowhere, and it's called Blueprints. And I've seen a lot of folks online talking about it. It's a puzzle style game. It's a roguelike. You're building a house room by room by getting random designs, and you have to wind it and make it do the thing and solve the puzzles inside the rooms. And it's a game that I should hate on paper. I should hate this game. It's everything I don't like to do. But when you put it all together and get a somewhat compelling narrative behind it, you get a lot of interesting mystery. It's great. And the art style is beautiful. I think if the art style was something different than what it is, in sort of, it's not quite cel-shaded, but it's a little bit more cartoony. I can't really explain it. Somebody could do it better the job than I could. It's got a beautiful, simplistic art style that works for what it is. And I'm just I think I'm near the end, but it's one of those games where who knows? I might do the thing the game is asking you to do the entire time and find out I'm only at the 35% mark. You know, it's one of those games. And I like the old text adventures, the Zorks of the world, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, a bunch of other ones similar to that. This is in the same vibe. It's not that at all, but it's the same vibe. And I'm vibing with it a lot. So I did want to say it's keeping me up till far too late at night. I'm not sleeping the way I should be lately, because I'm staying up till 12:30, 1 in the morning on work nights. So sorry, people who employ me. So I can play extra. I got to get that one more run in. I get it now. And it's pretty phenomenal. I don't know, Sam, I didn't even talk to you about this. Are you a big video game player?
Not as much these days. Most of my, you know, gaming these days is like Magic the Gathering Arena or the New York Times Wordle and stuff like that. I just don't have the time. But yeah,
I get that. Well, I'll get you into some solo games. That's the...
All right.
Then you have the time whenever you feel like having the time. You don't got to find other people.
That's true.
It's pretty great.
Yeah.
So that's gonna wrap it up for... I think this wrap-up show may have even taken longer than the actual episode itself.
I know, right?
How you do it right. I'm a recap master at this point because I can make... I get to watch something that's 10 minutes long and talk about it for 2 hours. That's just what I do. But Sam, any final words before we get out of here today?
Yeah, no, I hope everyone's enjoying this, you know, new take on the show. And I'm excited for you to see the next episode that we've got coming out. I'm not going to spoil anything.
I will.
Do it.
I was planning to save it for the very end. I will say this is how we're going to run this show is when we do the wrap-up show, we're going to give you an early look at the next opponent and the next opponent, if you know what I mean. So in episode two, officially, and I'll look behind the curtain here. We have recorded a handful of episodes and we're picking and choosing sort of an order to put them in. So the episode that we're going to end up airing third was actually the first one that we recorded. So I'm just going to let you know, things might be a little bit jumbled in the timeline, but as far as you know, that's how it's going to work. So the episode we're going to be doing is with a former current Gutting the Sacred Cow podcast host, Kevin Goatee. You know, when I offered the challenge to him, he was here in a literal New York minute. We're going to be doing a movie battle. I'll be taking John Spartan. That would be Sylvester Stallone's character from Demolition Man. And Kevin is going to be repping one of his favorite characters of all time, Jack Burton from Big Trouble in Little China, played by Kurt Russell, very famously.
Yeah.
This is going to be a heck of a battle. And I think y'all going to enjoy it. We really dive in and we go there. You're talking about the characters going there. We go there in that episode. Yeah. And I think you're going to enjoy it.
We really shake the pillars of heaven. All right. Thank you guys for hanging out with us and listening and leaving all those amazing comments on patreon.com/whowouldwinshow. Join us for that next episode and we will see you then.
Hey, it's Brent Pope, the host of Breakfast with Brent Pope. You've seen me on some of your favorite TV shows saying things like, "Give it up, Jimmy. You got to sink this putt to win." On Breakfast with Brent Pope, I sit down with guests from the entertainment world and we do it all over breakfast. Or should I say Breakfast? Every week on Breakfast, you get inside Hollywood info and tips, great breakfast recs and booty debates. Most of all, you get the most delightful 30 minutes of your week. So dig in. It's Breakfast time. Listen at Breakfast.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever fine podcasts are found.
Are you a geek who likes sports?
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are, we hope it is good. Welcome to another edition of Geeks Who Like Sports. The Yankees really kind of mailed it in. She's the Goblin Queen. Like, it's legit. Football 101, take what the defense gives you.
The NBA All-Star Game is fake. The Emperor would absolutely throw Vader under the bus.
Listen or watch Geeks Who Like Sports on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.